Hello, everybody. Welcome to this latest edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. I'm Alison Aplin, and I'm joined today, remotely, of course, by Sam Elmhurst, Jane Evans, Neil Haverson, and Tony Stimpson. David Clayton will be putting in an appearance too, and as always, Tim Edwards is waiting in the wings to put it all together for your enjoyment. Now, although strictly speaking, this is the January 2021 edition of Let's Talk magazine, we mustn't get ahead of ourselves. Christmas is just around the corner, and Let's Talk editors Angie Kennedy and Terry Redhead are asking us to unwrap the gift of hope this Christmas. Here's Neil with their message.
On the cover it says January. If you are buying or receiving this issue on its first day of sale, it is Wednesday, December the 9th. Christmas, then, is just around the corner. But perhaps, like us, it is leaving you with a dilemma. After the year we have all endured, Christmas really is something warm and lovely to anticipate with excitement. But because of the continuing presence of the virus and the pandemic, there is little respite from worry and fear. Many are suffering in the disappointment and discomfort over the current restrictions within which we are living. Christmas is a time for families, but for many, that annual big get-together cannot take place. FaceTime, Zoom, or whatever cannot make up for that wonderful little squeeze from a tiny grandchild. It cannot make up for that loving hug from a mum or granny. It cannot substitute that trip to the care home and a cup of tea and a chat with a beloved elderly relative. But we still have to be positive. We have come a long way from that first lockdown towards the end of March. Face masks, sanitizers, social distancing, furloughing, working from home, ministerial daily bulletins, and those dreadful daily numbers have become part of the way we have to live. If you, like us and so many others, are having to make sacrifices this Christmas due to COVID-19, then we all feel for you. But at the same time, please celebrate. Please feel as happy and contented as you can. Please do not give up hope. A year ago, we could not have anticipated what 2020 was going to throw at us. Likewise, we cannot be sure about what 2021 is going to send our way. Let us all hope that the scientists, medical brains and politicians can make the right decisions for us and steer us through this crisis. Forget party political allegiances. We hope they are all trying their best, and we should do all we can to follow their requests and instructions. We have heard many suggestions that Christmas 2020 should be ignored, deleted, cancelled. We think they are wrong. Perhaps it will be a lesser event, more low-key than normal. Perhaps there will be less to smile about. Perhaps there will be more tears than laughter for many. But if you can, relax and enjoy yourselves. Our wish is that 2021 becomes the year when the world fights back and puts COVID firmly in its place. Then, by this time next year, we could all look forward to a new-style Christmas, one which to celebrate our 2021 success and our climb out of the depths of the pandemic is extended to a full week's worth of public holiday. You must always have hope, and in Let's Talk's final issue of 2021 in a year's time, we hope we are able to write, "I told you so." Have a happy and safe Christmas.
Thank you, Neil. That's a very positive message, and I do like to think that Let's Talk does bring some brightness into our lives.